Today we're going to discuss something that relates to last week's program, Project Icebreaker. If you hadn't heard that program or went to the Stu Peters Network on Rumble and watched Rigged Against You, Project Icebreaker show, you should a program, you should go see it and or listen to the one in the podcast, because this is relating. And I can't even believe this happened so fast. In Project Icebreaker Hub, they had talked about how the Bank of International Settlements, which is the central bank of central banks, was going to create this hub to control all finances, run them through countries, central bank digital currencies, and then great. And then I went on to say, well, they're going to end up finding out that each nation has problems with their central bank digital currency, and they're probably going to end up coming up with their own currency. The BIS, CBDC, or the IMF is going to. I thought it was going to be the SDR, but listen to this. This is right off the press. The IMF, I can't even believe this. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, which controls a lot of finances for the West, United States being the main one controlling it, has just unveiled a new global currency known as the Universal Monetary Unit. So much for the SDR. They've now titled it Universal Monetary Unit, that is supposed to be to revolutionize the world economy. So you've got to hear the program next week or last week, because you'll understand why this is so huge. I can't even believe it. A new global currency just launched, but 99% of the world's population has no idea what just happened. The Universal Monetary Unit here is known as Unicoin, is an international central bank digital currency, and it has been designed to work in conjunction with all other national currencies. And one day that'll take them over and become one currency. You'll see, that's the whole goal down the road. But this is huge. This should set off alarm bells. I'm telling you, should raise the hair on the back of your head, because the widespread adoption of a new global currency would be a huge step for the globalist agenda. We have got to reject it. The IMF did not create this new currency, but it was unveiled at a major IMF gathering earlier in the week at the International Monetary Fund's Spring Meeting 2023. The Digital Currency Monetary Authority, yeah, who are they, announced their official launch of an international central bank digital currency that strengthens the monetary sovereignty, yeah, right, of participating central banks and complies with the recent crypto asset policy proposed by the IMF. The Universal Monetary Unit, we'll just call the UMU, symbolizes as an ANSI character. You got to see this thing. And it goes right along with the 1980 or so cover of The Economist magazine when they show they're coming up with a new currency. So this has been planned, folks. It's not like this is new. They've been working on this kind of theory for, you know, decades, and it's just coming to fruition now. But the people better wake up and start complaining and start telling their friends about it. They're going to call it, it's going to be a basically a legal money, kind of a commodity back. Well, I doubt that, but they can transact in any legal tender settlement currency. And it functions like a CBDC to enforce banking regulation to protect the financial integrity of the international banking system. Yeah, with all the control measures, mind you. Where's your vaccine? As the press release quoted, the new universal monetary unit was created by the Digital Currency Monetary Authority. But who in the world is the Digital Currency Monetary Authority? The press release says that the organization consists of sovereign states, central banks, commercial and retail banks, and other financial institutions. Yeah, the ones in the mahogany room. The DCMA is a world leader in the advocacy of digital currency and monetary policy innovation for government and central banks. Membership within the DCMA, consists of sovereign states, central banks, of course, retail banks, Basically, it sounds like a secret cabal of international banks and national governments conspiring to push the new currency down our throats, put the shackles on our feet, take everything we own. You'll have nothing and like it, that Luciferian psychopathic Nazi Klaus Schwab, right? You sound familiar, folks? We're being told that the universal monetary unit is crypto 2.0. And those that created it are hoping that it will be widely adopted. Do not do it, right? By all constituencies in the global economy. Nope. Not Montana, hopefully. Well, that's another conversation. The DCMA introduces Universal Monetary Unit as Crypto 2.0 because it innovates a new wave of cryptographic technology that they could still hack because it's all blockchain for realizing a digital currency public monetary system, which we're going to reject, with a widespread adoption framework encompassing cases for all the people involved in the global economy. I'm not so sure about you folks, but this sounds really, really shady. Of course, the Digital Currency Monetary Authority is not the only one that has been working on a new currency. I know because the BIS is too. Unbelievable that I just talked about this last week and this has come out. The UK is also working on one, and the same is true for the European Union. And it would surprise anyone that the Biden administration is touting the potential benefits of digital form of U.S. dollar. Thank goodness it hasn't gone through yet because Congress has to do it. So you better get out and vote next time and vote and tell everybody you vote Republican. And if they don't, they're not your friend. If anybody votes a Democrat, they're ignorant, they're stupid. They're not paying attention because these are communists and they're trying to steal your freedom. Right now, the gangbanger in the hood has everything in common with the yuppie in a high-rise in the city. We want our freedom. You better vote Republican. Not that they're all better because rhinos stink too. But at least they're not going to go nuts into this world. A United States central bank digital currency would be a digital form of the U.S. dollar. But the U.S. has not decided whether it will pursue it. Well, they can't because it's Congress, and they'll need Democrats in order to do it because they'll be the only ones who'll do it. Democrats are no longer blue dogs, but they are examining the implications of it. If the U.S. pursues the CBDC, there could be so many possible benefits, they say, such as efficiency and low-cost transactions, greater access to the financial system, boost in economic growth, and so forth. I don't think it's a coincidence that governments all over the world are simultaneously developing this as they kind of go out and talk about there's a lot of benefits to this. You know, we could tell them to shut up and sit down. And if they don't listen, we can turn their money off. If they say something about this vaccine mandate, we could shut their money off. If they expose that my son is a criminal and does all these business deals with our enemies, we can turn their money off. Do you see where this goes? We will lose all forms of freedom if we allow this. And they're doing it. But we, the people around the world, better have absolute conviction to just say no. Here they go with the CBDC. The BIS comes out with the Icebreaker Hub. And then I said the BIS, IMF are going to probably end up doing their own currency. And then boom, the IMF comes out. Oh, yeah, it's going to be called this now. So they are planning. My take, though, is it can't be really fully implemented until something major happens. I mean, they need something. They need, well, as I did, if you go to the Stu Peters Network and go watch Rigged Against You, watch the first program about banking. And it shows that psychopath Luciferian Klaus Schwab, in his own words, talking about that they're concerned about a cyber pandemic. Well, if they're saying they're concerned about a cyber pandemic, my guess is it's happening. And I still think come 2024, when they sign that UN treaty, which Biden's all over because his handlers are all communists, once they sign that treaty, you're going to see a miraculous virus from nature come out again, and they're going to shut down the world once and for all, collapse the entire supply chain and economy for good, and then institute the digital money. If you want to eat and if you want to survive, here's what you have to do. It's going to be either one of those or some form of great war, which doesn't make sense because why destroy the infrastructure? But it's definitely coming. They're going to need some tragic event to put we the people to our knees and beg our handlers in the government to take care of us. Personally, me, I'd rather live in a log cabin and shoot wild animals than have the government take care of me. Period. Thank God we still have the Second Amendment, and thank God we have about a good 100 million people in this country that will flat out say no. But we need to be informed. We need to start telling people this isn't a theory. It's definitely not conspiracy because they're doing it, and we have the documents and the videos of them doing it. You need to start telling people this is serious. Spread the word. If you have to, tell them, go to Rumble, Stu Peters Network, and watch Rigged Against You. Watch every program. We've only had two posted, but watch every program because it's going to be informative. And we need to start giving information to people. Send them the link. Put the link in Facebook if they allow it. Probably censor it, but I'm not saying anything that's censorable right now anyway. Who knows, right? That's a moving target. But I just believe if we spread the word, we can remain free. And at the end of the day, God created us to be free. And I love it because everything from the gangbanger in the hood to the yuppie in the high rise has the same objective, to be free. Just these mental, lunatic, Marxist, communist, socialist. And for those that are young who believe socialism is good, you've never been to Cuba or Venezuela. Once you think you're going to stick it to the banks and the rich people, you yourself will be marginalized. You think you're going to get a basic income of $2,500 a month, they'll reduce it to $12,000. You start living in a bedroom. Well, even less. Because once they take control, believe me, your food rations, everything gets cut. They're just using you right now. You're like a useful idiot if you think communism, socialism, or Marxism is good in any form. Capitalism definitely isn't perfect, but through laws that we're supposed to have for all people, we can control bad behavior and keep these corporations from ripping people off. At least we're free. And I think each and every one of us would rather be free than be a slave. Let's not forget we had issues with slavery in the past. Now we're all getting ready to go do it. Does that sound like a good idea? I don't think so. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you. And be vigilant, spread the information, send the link out. Just get people informed. And if they don't want to hear it, tell them they better, because one day they're going to want to, but it just might be too late. So until next week, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.